So Parshas Shmini Tavshinein Zayin and the story of Nodav Avihu. On the Chet of Nodav Avihu, so starting with the Gemara has various perspectives of what the Chet was and what's the significance. So if you look at the Gemara in Zvochim, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara is Daf Kuf Tes Vov Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. The Tanya, V'gam HaKoyanim HaNigoshim El Hashem Iskadoshu. The Koyanim HaNigoshim El Hashem Iskadoshu Pen Ifrot Bahem Hashem. So if you look at Rashi in Chumash, the Rashi Chumash, it says in the Pasuk, in by Matan Torah, it says, V'yechzu Es Elokim V'yiru V'yishtu. So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to punish them, right? Vayiru es Eloike Yisrael v'tachas raglav, so they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were supposed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to, v'tifrotz b'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to destroy them, to kill them. And these people were not of Avihu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to only punish them by the Chanukah Samishkan. But they were the same people who went closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they were not supposed. The Pasuk says, V'gam HaKoyan Kudosh B'Shem Iskadoshu, Penifrot B'm Hashem. And it says in the Pasuk, V'yechzu Elokim. So these are the same people, and they didn't get punished then, they get punished now. The question is, what's the Shaychus to these people in Be'matan Torah and here? So the Gemara in Zvochim talks like this. The Gemara in Zvochim says, V'gam HaKoyanim HaNigoshim El Hashem Iskadoshu. This was telling the Bechoyros not to get closer. Rabbi Oimer is a precious Nodav Avihu. That's a precious of Nodav Avihu. And the Gemara goes and says, Bishloma lemandom of the precious Nodav Avihu. Hainu dichsiv, zoyasherdi, washerdiber Hashem lemor, bikroi vay ekodesh. So it says the Gemara, that's Nodav Avihu. Penis kadoshu. And here in our parsha, by Chanukah Samizbeach, it says it's kadoshu. So the Porsche pshat in the Gemara is like the Sfasemes explains. The Sfasemes says, by since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them in Har Sinai, don't look. And Besinai hitzitzu v'nischaivu. And therefore, it says, pen ifrotz bam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu here paid for their avera. So the oinish here is to pay for that avera. Which avera was? That they got too close by Matan Torah. V'yechzu es Elokim. It was says by Nifrotz Bom. So when Nodav Avihu by Esh Zora, they got punished also for transgressing them. That is what Tzvasema says. But it says, but Rashi, Tmihani, doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the same way that there they went ahead and overboard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, don't get close. And they did, and they saw it. Here they did the exact same thing. So says Rashi, in by our parsha, Rashi says, "V'kevan shelo." Here it says, "Kedekomar keshemesu noda veviu asher diber Hashem kedeomar besine penifus b'mashav." V'kevan shelo nizru lifroish min aechal b'komas amishkan poratz. That the same mistake they made there, they made the mistake here. Also, they got too close. Because they were supposed to be poirish min ha'echal, and therefore, the pasuk is saying that the same way they made the mistake there, they repeated the mistake here and they got punished. The question is, number one, how do you see they repeated the mistake here? They made the mistake there. Bishlom, if you say that they are being punished for the mistake there, which Rashi Chumash says, that's how the Sfasem is learned, it makes sense. But to tell me that the same way there, they were poirish, here also they're not poirish min ha'echal, and that's why they can't punish. The pasuk says something totally different. The pasuk says because be'akriva mishzora. Where does it say that they got too close? Okay? So that's the question. The question is, how does Rashi get that in what's pshat? That's the Gemara in Zvochim. Now, if you look and the Sipurim says, posh pshat, what did they wrong here? They were makriv eish zora asher lo yitziv Hashem. The makriv eish zora shlo tzivo Hashem. What is this say zora? That's posh pshat. But the Gemara you'll see that it doesn't jibe with that. The Gemara in Eruvin Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara in Eruvin Daf Samech Gimel discusses the following. Like this. Omar Rova. Befon of Osur v'chay Misa. To be Moire Halocha. To pasken in front of a Rebbe is Osur v'chay Misa. Sheloi befon of is Osur fein chay Misa. Now the question is, what's the definition of lefon of? We'll see. And the Gemara says, v'sheloi befon of loy v'atanya. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer oimer lo meisu b'niyaro nashoiru halocha bifnei Moishe Rabban. They were Moire Halocha bifnei Rabbi. And that's why they got killed. What was their Moira Halacha? My Dorosh, what's their Drosha? Because the Pasuk says in the beginning of Vayikra, V'nostum b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eishal ha-Mizbeach, that the b'nei ha-Kohanim are supposed to put fire onto the Mizbeach. Omru, afal pi she'esh yoredes min ha-Shamayim, that the Halacha is that even though eish yoredes min ha-Shamayim, mitzvah lehovi min ha-Idiot, you have to contribute your own physical fire done by people. So here they went and they brought Esh Zoris because they brought their own fire. Now, because the halacha is that in the Mizbeach, you have to bring your own fire, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the fire in the Shemaim, like the Pasuk says here. The Pasuk says here, Vateitz Esh Milifni Hashem Vatoich LaMizbeach HaSa'oila V'Zachalovim. Right? So there was. Here the idea is that they thought that you have to bring it. The first question was Drosha, my Dorosh. It's not a drosha, it's a pasuk with firush in the beginning of Vayikra. So Chazal Lichoir are saying, and that's Rashi Shita, that they were right for what they did. They were wrong the way how they did it, because they should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu and not passing for Moshe Rabbeinu. In itself, this is a half level fella. Number one, because the pasuk says, Eish Zora, Asher Loi Tziva Hashem. Now you tell me that the Eish was not Zora, because was the mitzvah to live in the Eduit. Only happens to be the Deen, we're more in Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi, where is that in the Pasuk? But the question, the famous Ritvo, is in Yuma. Daf, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel, Afal Pisho Yoyered Min HaShamayim, on the Gemara that says, Afal Pisho Yoyered Min HaShamayim, Mitzvah Lehovi Min Eduit. So Rashi, he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, Afal Pisho Hoyru Karoi, according to how Rashi learns, none of you did the right thing. What did they do the right thing? They brought the fire of their own. But Nenshu, because they didn't get Rishus. So the four quotes of Belchonon. Hekshar of Belchonon, Lifni Ovi of Deri. The Belchonon, the son of Deri, asks, the Haikro might be Mizbech HaChitzon. This idea of bringing fire of your own, that's only Mizbech HaChitzon. Here it says that they brought it to the Ktoiris. First of all, why did they bring it to the Ktoiris? That's questionable. They should have brought it for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And his kasha is the Mizbeach HaKtoiris. On the Ktoiris, there's no mitzvah lehovi min ha'eduit. That's all Mizbeach HaChitzon. Okay? Now, Toitz's shita is that this Ktoiris was a different Ktoiris. It's not the regular Ktoiris and was done b'chutz. And there is a mitzvah lehovi min ha'eduit. But the Ritvo argues. The Ritvo says, V'koshe sh'ari b'toyes k'hani u'imkoyim ezachei demashma k'lifnai v'lifnim eiso. It's mashma that they died lifnai v'lifnim. They died in the Kodesh at least. The question is the Kodesh HaKodoshim, but lifnim, they died in the Kodesh by Akravas HaKtoyres. How do they know that you have to bring Esh Eduit? V'chen nire b'pshutan shel k'suvim. In the pshutan shel k'suvim, that's what it is. He says, "Befir shukter v'akrivu v'yakrivu lifnei Hashem." His mashma that was lifnei Hashem. Esh zora shel tziva isam. But it's, and then also, the pasuk says, "Vayomusu lifnei Hashem." And then Moikra Moishel v'lil tzofen kirvu seus achechem mes pnei haKodesh. It's all mashma that was in the Kodesh. So from the psukim is mashma, from all the gemaras is mashma. One second, how did they have this drosha? So Zokter, V'anochom azeh mashipirish harayved, dehay tov beoirozu. They vaday tov. For sure they made a mistake. That's why they darshan. because the pasuk talks about mizbeach chitzon. They darshan that the same thing should be mizbeach hapnimi, that you should be able to bring it. Shehoiru la'atma, shedon mizbeach hapnimi mizbeach chitzon. They learn one from the other. But so, what's the Gemara saying? Mir alocha. So they mikol walking kishigim venusim. They made a mistake. They thought the drosha. Their oynish was because they were moir alocha b'fnei rabbi. So they say taki is ish zora because there is a drosha because they wanted to create an analogy between the ish rifnim to the ish lachutz, and truly there's no comparison. So that's why it's a drosha. But for that alone, it's not a punishment. Even though the pasuk says vayakriv ish zora sheloi tzivo Hashem, that's not. They only got punished because they're muire halacha b'fnei rabbi. But according to this, it's still appellant. So it comes out that like this. The avera is what? Eish zora. Because they darshan a wrong drosha. But there was a second avera of muire halacha b'fnei rabbi that has nothing to do with eish zora. And for that they get punished. And the pasuk doesn't even mention it. So that's the second set of questions. So you see that the it's so strange, this halacha, and for some reason, and then the Medrash writes, then Rashi already quotes, that why is the parsha of Shtui Yain? Because there was Shtui Yain. Interestingly, now the pasuk says Esh Zora, and Lemayin said there was Esh Zora, but that's not. The issue is either because they were miskarev and they were not supposed to be miskarev, we don't even know where that thing is, and then the idea is that for some reason, is Moir Halacha Bifnei Raboi, or Shtui Yain. Even though the real Avera was Zora, what does he have? What's the kesher? Why did Chazal change from Pshutam Shladvorim? Question, basically, number one. Question number two, you continue the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara continues and says, V'talmid echad ayol rebelezer sho'era halocha bifonov. The Rebbe Elazar had a story that one time it was Muir Halacha Bifonov. Omer Rebbe Elazar li Masholem Ishtoi. Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus told to Ima Sholem, his wife, which is the sister of Rebbe Gamliel, Tami ani im yotzi zeh shnosei. I would be wondering if this person will be able to finish his year. First of all, why did he tell this his wife? And the Gemara has, it's not he told his wife, the Gemara actually spells out his wife's name. To Ima Sholem, his wife. I will be wondering if you remain alive for a year. And taki, he died within the year. Omru loy noviata? So she asked him, are you a novi? Omar lo, loy novia noichi velo ben novi. I'm not a novi and not a ben novi. Ben Yoda says, first of all, ben novi, who asked him about ben novi? But he says, so he's not. Ela kach mikublani. It's a kabbalah that I have called amuir aloha bifni raboi chayev misa. So, interestingly enough, first of all, why does he have to say the story? But why does he have to tell to his wife that the guy is dying? And the Gemara says, lo novi velo ben novi. What's the question? Are you novi? He says, no, I'm not a novi or ben novi. Kabbalah, I have. What's the whole shakla vetaria? And she didn't even ask about ben novi. So, that's the second question. And the third, if you look at a very similar Gemara with very similar terminology, if you lose intertextuality and just looking how the Gemara uses the same terminology in different sugyas, this is the same sugya in Bo Metzia where Rebbe Chloik is the Tanush Lachanai, which is the snake oven. There's Rebbe Chloik is Rebbe Lezer Beshua. We all know Rebbe Shomaimi, Rebbe Gamliel excommunicated Rebbe Lezer. And if you pay attention, that story is that he Rebbe Lezer was put out and do metame hold his tires, but he would excommunicate him. And what happened was the Gemara says the following at the end of the story. The Gemara says, V'af Rabbi Gamliel haya babisfina. Rabbi Gamliel was in the boat. O madalav nachshol letovi. There was a big wave that came to bury him. Omar Kimdumi Li Shain Zela Bishvir Blesben Hurkanus says, it appears to be that the reason I'm getting buried is because of Blesben Hurkanus. עומד הרגל ועומר, he stood up and he said, ריבוינו שלו אלם גולו, וידוע לפניך שלא לכבוד יסיס. I did not this for my own honor, ולא לכבוד ביסר, but not for my family, אלא לכבודך שלו יהיו במחלוקת בישראל. The Gemara says, נח היה מזפוי, and the sea rested. Now the same one, אימא שולם, דביסו דרב אלעזר, אך דרב גמליאל. The same אימא שולם, that's in our Gemara, הווי, from that story where Rabbi Gamliel did he excommunicate Rabbi Lezer, have a law, Shvika le Rabbi Lezer le Mipalape. She never let Rabbi Lezer say Tachnun, because she knew that he would say Tachnun. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu be, have Rachmonus on Rabbi Lezer, and who hurt Rabbi Gamliel. How Yoyma Reishach, there was a day, which was Reishcharcha, have a Huzan Shchoydesh. V'ichl fla b'mol lechoser, and she made a mistake, she thought was the Chosad, the day was a Shchoydesh, was a chodesh choser, and really was a chodesh mole, so tomorrow's on Rosh Chodesh, so she wasn't careful when he said tachnun today, and he kadam rosya anya v'koya bovo, could be as an oni that stayed by the door, and she went to talk to him, a pikali rifta, she went to give him a piece of bread, ashkachte de novalabe, she realized that he had said tachnun. Omrale kum, stand up, k'tolis leochrele, n'yikyod magamliel. הדרך הנופק שיפור מבייס רבן גמליאל, אינדיד כמעט הנודיז השויפר ברוב רבן גמליאל, לשוח רבן גמליאל הדייט. אומר להם, נו יודה, so here is different. The same, the opposite story. He asks her, how do you know? אומר להי, that she tells him, כך מקובלני מבייס אבי אבא. That's what I got from אבי אבא, כל השעורים נינו למחוז משאר יוינו. So here is the opposite. She asked him, how do you know that he's going to die? And he tells her, Kabbalah. Here is the opposite. He asks her, how do you know that he was going to die? And she says, Kabbalah, kol hashorim ninolu, chus misharim ninolu. Interesting interplay, the two Gemaras. The one here, Ima Sholem asks Rabbi Lezer Nurkanus, and he says, kach bekublani. There, he asks her, well, how do you know that he's going to die? Rabbi Gamliel, and she says, Kach Mekublani. What is the interplay between these two sugyas, which is exactly the same idea, just backwards? And also, it's a story that the reason why she missed stopping Rabbi Lezber Nurkanus is either because of the Rosh Chodesh, was a Chodesh Mole, and she thought it was a Chodesh Choser, or because Ani BePesach. First of all, why is that relevant? And what's the significance of it? To try to explain all of this, which is the chet of Nodav Aviyu, who tried to use the Shlo. The Shlo explains in his Torah Kohanim and our Parsha to explain the following. That the world was created, Chazal say the following. The Gemara says in Bobasa da Fandamal and the Adamud Beis, Kol Masha Bar Kodesh Bochu Boi Lomu is Zohar Nekiva Brom. Kodesh Bochu created everything male and female. So what does it mean, male and female? Not the word pairs of everything. Male and female is that on every bria, there is a mekabel, which is the female, and there is a noisen. There is this duality, which is the noisen and the mekabel. Says the Shlo, the noisen is always the pnimius adover, and that's the spirituality, which by nature is domit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a giver. The physical is the external, is the visible, is the tangible, and by nature is the female, which is Mekabel. Heve Oimer, Odin Mashpiim, which every Bria is a Mashpia and a Mekabel. The Mashpia and the Mekabel, the Mashpia is always the Ruchni, because the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but always it's hidden. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashpia is hidden. Because the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mashpia is by being hidden. Because if he's Begilui, there's nothing to be Mashpia. He has to create a Chol upon him. He has to hide himself. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the Balabais and is always a Matan Beseser. That's why it's Matan Beseser. There is a mile of talk of Beseser because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only give us Beseser. Because Begilui, there's nothing more to give. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Begilui, there's no Mekabelim. The existence of the Mekabel is when the Noisin is hidden. Now, what's most important, the Noisin is hidden because then the Mekabel can have a role. Because the Mekabel, which is Midas Adin, can only allow himself to be Zoich if he doesn't see the Noisen. That's why you always have the Masech Tashabes, or the Tzias Tashabes, which is a representation of the creation of the world. The Oni, which is the Mekabel, is always the Omid on is oimid b'chutz and the balabai is bifnim, and on is poishet yav. Because I always understand why is the bala, why the Mishnah portrays the oni b'chutz. Just the opposite. Anybody who is a shtikel bal chesed, who allowed the oni to come to the house, will never keep him outside. But the tzur of the world is that the mekablim are always begilui, they're always outside, and the noisen is always hidden in the house because that's the tzur ha'elyoina. And all the bria is that, is the mashpia and the noisen, and the mekabel. And this is the Mishkan. That's why there is always the chitzonius and the pnimius of Mishkan. That's why the pasuk says, v'shochanti b'soichan. There is a mikdash and there is shoichan. What's the pshat? Says, yes, the pnimius of Mishkan is melosh mikdash. That's kodush uporush. Meaning it's something separate. It's the spiritual dimension, which is hidden, which is separate. And then there is this physical Beis HaMikdash, which is Mishkan, which is Sheichen B'Soichem. Achilas HaMizbeach and everything. There is always the Tzad HaChitzoini, which is the Mekabel, and Tzad HaPnimi, which is the Mashpia. Says, and that's the Esh. There is Esh Min HaShamayim, and there is the Esh Mitzad Odom. The Esh Min HaShamayim is the Mashpia, is the spiritual fire, and then there is the physical fire, which becomes the shutvus. That's avodas adam, to be mechaber shamayim v'oretz, the mashpia in the mekabel, which is the physical and the spiritual. Spiritual mashpia, physical mekabel. Says the Shlo, what Nodav Aviyu wanted to do? They realized that these two dimensions, the spiritual and the physical, they merged together. At least they were interacting with each other. By Matan Torah, we said the beginning was the Shmi Hashem lo noidati lehem, the physical and the spiritual were completely separate. And Matan Torah, by the Gil of Yeshayahu Mitzrayim, is showing that spiritual mashpia was begilui, and that's why the teva was bottled, because always there is a gilui, there is a bitul teva. And then by Matan Torah, it became merged in some way. That's why it's porcha nishmosam. The Kedushas Mishkan is, like the Ramban says, is an extension of Kedushas of Matan Torah. So Nodav Aviyu, which is here, is the Chibur. So we know that the Chibur is that the two of them are attached. They wanted to break that Mechitza, that both of them should be the same. How is that? This is, in essence, Moire Halocha Bifnei Rabbi. There is the Rebbe, says the Shlo, which is the Mashpia, and the Talmud, which is the Mekabel. To make that the Talmud should be Mashpia is breaking that Mechitza. Because that Mechitza is not that the spiritual and the physical one is going spiritual. What defines the spiritual is the Noisen, and the physical is the Mekabel. One is Mashgiach, the other. If you make both to be Mashpia, you turn them both into the Rebbe. That's the Rebbe Talmud relationship. By Moire Halocha Bifnei Rabbo is breaking that Mechitza and that ontological Mechitza and making the physical, the Talmud, also be Mashpia. That is Nodav Aviyu. So being Moire Halocha Bifnei Rabbo in essence is breaking the Mechitza. That's why their chet is what the Gemara Chagiga says. They wanted to break the Mechitzas by Matan Torah, they followed breaking the Mechitzas because they wanted to make that breaking of the Mechitzas, which was only a temporary, was a momentaneous experience, to bring him off in Kavua in the Mishkan. And that's why they got punished. How is that expressed that they broke the Mechitza? By Bimoire Halocha Bifnei Rabbi. And the idea was to go into the Mikdash, into the Kodesh, and to bring Esh Shel Edyot. Es shel hedyot, to bring mitzad ha'odom in the Kodesh, this is the breaking of the mechitzas. Because for a person to be a mashpia outside, to be doimet HaKodesh Baruch Hu, it's a givaldic thing. But when you are in the Kodesh, which is the gili of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, for you to become a mashpia, kebeyochel, you're becoming a HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you're breaking yourself. You realize that when you are in the Kodesh, what you have to be is a mekabel, not a mashpia. This is the idea of Rebbe Lezer. Even though we pass in the halacha, like Rabbi Yeshua, loy b'shamayimi, steht in Radal in the Akdoma to the Pirush of Rebbe Lezer called V'shem Echad Eliezer. To Rebbe Lezer, even though he's not be passing like he in the Nigle, But in the Nistar, in the esoteric, the Aloha is a Rekablezer, that a person is only a Mekabel. Because to be Mashpia, it could be in the world, it could be Mashpia. And that's very givaldi because you become Mahu Afata. But when you are B'Seichu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gilui, if you're Mashpia, Kebe Yochol, you become him. Or you take away the spirituality. Or Kebe Yochol becomes Turishuyas. To be Mashpia in the Kodesh means that you become him. So you lose yourself. There, in the place of the Kodesh HaKadosh, you have to be a Mekabel, not a Mashpia. Which is the ultimate idea is that if you have the gilui of the noisen, the more gilui of a noisen, the more of a mekabel you have to be. Because if you are a noisen, either you're mevatel the other noisen, so that in itself is a stira minei ubei, or you become a shliach of his, you become a nothingness. The avoid is to become a mekabel. Heavy oimer, that was stated in Pirkei Rebbelezer, that the idea of being mashpia, being Lobashomayim, he did Odom is Oisek, which is Rabbi Yeshua, which is Asher Yoladetoi. That's only Bachutz, that's only something called the exoteric. That's on the Nigle, the Halochas. But when you go in Kabbalah, when you go the Lifnai V'Lifnim, on the Lifnai V'Lifnim, you have to be a Mekabel. And on that, the Halochas are like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Yeshua. That's why the Zohar, if you follow Pirkei Rebbelezer. So says the Radal, Rabbi Akiva was a Tavid Rebbelezer Rabbi Yeshua. He was a Tavid Rabbi Yeshua Benigle and a Tavid Rebbelezer Benistar. Because that's the void. If you are Lifnai V'Lifnim, you have to be a Mekabel. Because on that is only the Gilev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for yourself to be there, you have to be yourself as a Mekabel. If you're Mashpia, you become him, which means that you have no existence. Bishlom Bachutz, you're medame to him, but the place where there's a gilui of his, you have to worry about yourself. Mimelitz Givaldik, they wanted to break the mechitzas. Breaking the mechitzas, the ultimate breaking the mechitzas is bringing Esh Shel Hedyoit, Bifnim. And you know why that was a problem? It's not Staman Avera, they made a mistake. But their mistake was because they wanted to break the mechitzas, and on that, they wanted to be Moire Halocha Bifnei Raboi, to bring Esh shel hedyo, the toich kodesh hakodoshim, is to be moira locha bifnei raboi. You are bifnei raboi. That's why the posuk says lifnei Hashem. That's his problem, which is the same chet of vayechzus alokim vayiru vayishto that they broke. So you realize they're all talking about the same, which is the same idea of shtui yain. Shtui yain is that we use our faculties, and our faculties create our own self. They wanted to break the self, to make it. How do you do that? With shtiyas hayayin. You don't have das. You can't be moire, so there's no differentiation. You can't be moire ben ator ben atome. It's the exact same thing. One is bepnimius, one is bechitzoinius. One is in the mindset, the attitude, one is the approach. But it's haino hach completely. And that's why this idea of being moire alocha bifnei raboi is exactly the opposite of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah says, is bor such in the Mea Betipa. The Lezer says, he never says, a dover shloshoma meraboy. He was an ultimate mekabel. And therefore, a moir halocha bifni raboy, for him was the ultimate violation. And that's why, he says, Oiso Talmid was moir halocha bifni raboy. And you know he won't leave, because by moir halocha bifni raboy, you don't have existence. That's why you die, toch shnosoy. You died not mitzad ha'oinish is because you don't have a mitzius. If you're not a mekabel, what are you? And you have fear bifnir. And that's why the aloch is bifnir raboy. Yes, I was bifnir raboy. So if you look at that gemara, the gemara says was toch sholosh parsois, was within Yud Beis Mil, which is the side of Machan Yisrael. If it's bifnim, there's no eshel hedyoit. You have to always be a mekabel, and that's why Echai Misa, you have no existence. And therefore, Toich HaMachni didn't have existence. So she asked him, Ima Sholem. Ima Sholem is the ultimate concept of bringing Sholem. That's why she's called Ima Sholem. And she's the mekabel, she's the female. So she asked him, are you a Novi? Meaning, are you that Torah Shebichsav only a Novi? And we know that that is a violation. He says, I'm not a Novi. I am a mekabel, not mitzad nevua. I am a mekabel, not mitzad ben novi. Says the ben yinyoda, even baskoil, which is men novi. But how am I mekabel? Kach mekublani mi beis abba. And the choyer and that's the pshat the gemara b'metzia. The gemara b'metzia is telling you that if you look at the gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, that he said loy b'shomayim, he didn't get punished. Rabban Gamliel went ahead and he said that if you are a mekabel, this is creates a machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Are you supposed to be mashpiyah mekabel? Meaning b'shamayim loy b'shamayim. So he excommunicated Rabbi Elazar, as if Rabbi Elazar doesn't have a mockum in the conversation. But the Gemara is trying to tell you that there is a place that Rabbi Elazar does have. The aloha of when a person is bifnim. And that's what he quotes, that story. That's why he died, because Rabbi Gamliel was wrong, that without Rabbi Yeshua, without Rabbi Gamliel, you're dead if you're bifnim. That's why he said that there is, that's why he's Ima Sholem. Ima Sholem is she's the Ima, she's the Mekabel, and she brings Sholem, because you have to be a Mekabel. And Rabbi Elazar is right. So there is a mocha for Rabbi Elazar. And that's why she knew that Rabbi Gamliel would die, because putting Rabbi Elazar out in a situation, what is the situation? Is a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Choser. What's Chodesh Mole? Chodesh Choser is the Pshad, is that Avodah Sodom. But there's a Chodesh Mole that's Kidshu Shamayim. So he thought it was only Chodesh Choser, and he made the mistake that there is a Chodesh Mole. And that's why he died. And that's the same idea of Oni B'Pesach. The Oni was B'Pesach. You realize that for you to be B'Pesach, to be able to come into the house, you have to be a Mekabel, the closer you are. You have to be a noni, you have to be a mekabel. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar is right. As long as you're far away, you could be a noisem because mahu afata. But if you go in the closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the ultimate mashpia, you can't be a mashpia, because if you're a mashpia, you become him, you become bottle, and you die. So therefore, the Gemara brings these two examples. What happened? Ima Sholem, which brought the ultimate Sholem, that Rabbi Elazar has a mokim. He cannot be expelled. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was wrong to excommunicate. What's the message? A Chodesh Choser that you thought, a Chodesh Mole that you thought was Chodesh Choser. You always thought it's B'Diyada and it's not. Or the Oni B'Pesach, that when he's in the Pesach to come in, he's an Oni, he has to be Mekabel. And if he's not a Mekabel, if he's a Mashpia, he won't have a Mokim Bifnim. Because Bifnim is Esh Min HaShamayim, and there is no Esh Min HaHedvit. So this whole Gemara is telling you that there was one Chet of Novdav Aviyu, breaking the Mechitzas, making Odom a part of the Noisen, and the idea is you have to create a distance. Either the distance is that you are Bachutz, and there you could be Mashpia, or if you are Bifnim, that there's no Mechitza, you have to be a Mekabel. And that's the idea of being a Mekabel, and the Chet of Novdav Aviyu is breaking that Mechitza, and that is breaking the idea of the das, that you become a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the idea of Moir HaLocha Bifnei Rabbi, says the Shlo, it's all the exact same thing. And you realize that that's Rabbi Elazar's mokim, to allow to misaken the chet of Nodav Aviyu, with the ultimate, not Moir HaLocha Bifnei Rabbi, the one who said nothing B'Shem Rabbi, is Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar, the idea is, how was he Mekabel? In Torah Shebal Peh, not mitzad Novi or Ben Novi, but mitzad Kach Mekublani. And therefore, when she, Ima Sholem, adopts that, and when she goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, she knew that Rabbi Gamliel was wrong to expel Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara of Metzia, because Rabbi Elazar does have a place. What place? Not mitzad Novi and Ben Novi, because that goes wrong, Rabbi Shamayimi, but mitzad Kach Mekublani mi Beis Abba, and that becomes aloha like Kim by Kabbalah. And the message is, that you think is always a Chodesh Choser, but no, it's a Chodesh Mole. And when it's in the Pesach to get the Rifta from the Balabais in the Pesach, when you're so close, then you have to be a Mekabel, and Rabbi Elazar has a Mokim. And that's the message that she knew, that once you got the message, Rabbi Gamliel died. Because if you expel Rabbi Elazar, you have no Mitzius.